It's the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Thursday night in Myrtle Beach. Eric Bach joined by the performance analyst of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Josh Freely, in his first season with Washington. Josh, thanks for taking some time, my man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
So I want you to first, can you kind of describe what your role is with the Fred Nats and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of a new role. I think it just comes as our analytics department and the organization grows a little bit. It's just kind of my job to add a different kind of lens to the coaching staff and kind of help them, in addition to the stuff that they already do so well, continue to push the analytics of the game along with the other parts that are really important as well. So just trying to help the team and the organization continue to stay ahead of the curve on a lot of stuff.
When you say analytics, are you doing more analysis of our team versus scouting of the other teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a mixture of both. I think at the low A level, it's more about like analytics from a development kind of standpoint. Like we do kind of prepare for the other teams we're playing, but at this level, we're really trying to just maximize our own players' strengths as opposed to like trying to expose other teams' weaknesses. It's more like, what are our players' individual strengths, and then how can we kind of maximize that? How can we find new strengths and improve upon parts of their games that need to be improved upon?
Talking with Josh Freely, performance analyst for the Fred Nats here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. Can you kind of give me the spark notes of your journey that led you to this position with the Nats?
Yeah, for sure. So I think growing up, I, like most kids, wanted to be a baseball player in the major leagues at some point, and then genetics, lack of talent for a number of reasons, decided like once I got into UCLA for grades, I'm like, well, that is 100% the end of my baseball career. But I wanted to find a way to kind of still stay involved in the game and like, you know, maybe I won't be a player, but can I still like be employed by a major league team? Can I still make an impact for a major league team? And that's kind of like where the idea of trying to get into baseball started. And like, started off as a student manager for the UCLA baseball team, like really more of an equipment manager, just doing laundry, like a lot of just prepping batting cages, like that's kind of how it started. And then I tried to talk with our coach and start doing more reports, and then as we kind of built rapport, he gave me more leeway to kind of do more analytics stuff, and the work I did with that team was really fun. My first year was 2019, when we had a lot of players that are now in the big leagues, like Matt McClain, who's doing great with the Reds. Holden Powell, one of our players, he was our closer at the time, which it's great to see him now here. That kind of experience was my foot in the door to like pro baseball. I worked with the Red Sox that same summer as a video intern. And then did another year doing video, kind of more PD stuff with the Dodgers at their complex in Arizona. And now this job with the Nationals, which is pretty exciting.
I wanted to ask you about the Fred Nat season so far. Obviously, it didn't get off to the start that we wanted, but recently it's been as good as you could possibly hope for, especially at this level, to win 15 out of 20 games. I mean, that's you're doing something right. What do you think has fueled this turnaround, if it's analytically, if it's something else for the Fred Nats?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is my first year in low A, so I wonder if like part of it is, you know, for a lot of guys, their first year at an affiliate, I guess you could say it, a lot of teams are going through that as well. But I think just as a staff, as a team, I think we're just gelling really well, like the product of a lot of hard work. Like I think work ethic is the thing that's probably least in question with everybody here. Like, everybody works their butt off. I think it's just everything kind of coming together. The nice thing about hitting rock bottom at times is that like you're willing to try some things a little bit more. And I think we tried a few things that started to like propel us. And it's just been really fun to see like the growth of, you know, like the coaches, players, everyone, me. Like, I feel like we're all kind of growing together at a really good pace right now, which is great to see.
Last one for you. Can you kind of give me a pulse of the camaraderie of the staff?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty high. It's nice when we're winning, you know? It's like, it kind of feels like, hey, this is the formula we need to just stay on a good path and stay where we're at. So I'd say it's pretty high right now. It's always fun being in Myrtle Beach too. Like, it's nice to just kind of have this time in the middle of a grindy kind of season. But yeah, overall, I think camaraderie is pretty high.
I could not agree more about the luxuries of Myrtle Beach in June. Josh Freely here on the Fred Nantz On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight here in Fair Myrtle. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.